This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 21, 2018. Arianna McNeil writes in today's Salem News, tennis courts could again be on tap for the Cove Playground in Beverly, and the city wants to gather neighborhood input on how to proceed. Ward 4 City Councilor Scott Hausman said he's received inquiries from residents about redoing the courts, which are in a deteriorated or unstable condition. He has scheduled a community meeting with Bruce Doig, the city Parks and Recreation Director, to hear neighbors' opinions on Thursday at 7 p.m. in City Hall. More than 7 years ago, Landmark School offered to build three courts with the conditions that the private school's tennis team could use them for practice for an hour and a half on weekdays during April and May. That offer was rejected, however. Neighbors were concerned about the loss of green space that would result from adding a third court and objected to giving the school preferred access. Doig is quoted as saying, "We've been wanting to redo the courts for quite some time," noting that the playground was renovated with fundraising help from a neighborhood group. The ribbon cutting then was back in August of 2010. More on the story written by Arianna McNeil in today's Salem News. The Massachusetts Department of Education is saying no to charter school expansion in Lynn, at least for now. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, the Department of Education has put on hold the proposed expansion of Kipp Academy Charter School and plans for a second charter school in the city of Lynn. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Acting Commissioner Jeff Wilson told Kipp officials that he will not recommend their request to add 1,000 more students, and the Equity Lab Charter School's applications has also been denied for a school grades 5 through 12. But the reason had nothing to do with the merits of the proposals. Under state law, the number of charter school seats is capped. The limit is higher in the districts where student performance on the MCAS tests were among the lowest and least improving over the previous 2 years. The department predicts Lynn Public Schools will no longer be in the bottom 10% this spring, further limiting the number of charter school seats. Quote, "We recently found out MCAS test scores are up, which is a good thing that Lynn Public Schools are no longer at the bottom 10%, said Joel Abramson, a KIPP board member. DOE's decision has nothing to do with our application. There are simply no more seats available for now." Still, in his memo to the board, Wolfson said another factor that contributed to denying KIPP's request for more seats was the increased rates of students' discipline at the Lynn and Boston schools and the fact that the school has yet to complete the expansion approved in 2015. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Arianna McNeil writes in today's Salem News, a surge in construction is a sign of healthier economic times, but it also means communities have to ante up more money to have their projects done. In Beverly, the cost of building new softball fields and resurfacing the track was projected to cost between $500,000 and $600,000, but bids came back between $800,000 and $900,000. Ipswich School District officials continue to plug ahead with building a new elementary school, but project delays have also meant increased construction costs. The town's school building committee is considering whether to cut costs for building materials by $1.3 million to keep the project in line with the overall $56.2 million construction budget. That's not to say the quality of the building will diminish, but the committee has to find ways to cut what it costs to build it, according to Kevin Murphy, chairman of the building committee. More on this story written by Arianna McNeil in today's Salem News. Mary Marcos writes in today's Gloucester Times, bids are out for the construction of a boat ramp at Straitsmith Island in Rockport, estimated to cost around $375,000. The ramp, designed as a smaller version of the one on Thatcher Island, is slated to be complete by the end of the summer. The town of Rockport is seeking sealed bids for the project, which are due by March 8 at 9 a.m. and must be turned in at Town Hall, 34 Broadway, in the Selectman's Office to Acting Town Administrator Mitchell Vieira. He's quoted as saying, "I think this is a great addition to the island. It will really open it up to tourism the way Thatcher Island is." The project consists of site preparation, rough grading to locate the proposed grade beam footings, forming and cast-in-place concreting, timber construction of the ramp, sleeper beams, two layers of decking, edging, and associated work. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.